Now time for our Sabetha Locker Room Chat here on KNZA as the Blue Jays off to a tremendous start through 3 weeks, a 3-0 record. We're joined now by the head coach, Caleb Moeller, here. It is brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Well, Coach, let's go back to week three last Friday, 15-0, a winner at home against Hiawatha. Just a grind of a game. You led 12-0 at the break and just able to hold on from there. Talk about that game last week and that victory against the Redhawks.
Yeah, you know, it was a good victory. Hiawatha team is very well coached and greatly improved from last year, and he's doing a great job over there having those guys run their offense very well, and there was a very physical football team. It was one of those games where, it was kind of grinded out and control the ball and making sure that we don't have any turnovers. We ended up having a game like that where we prevented the turnovers and we got a few on defense, punching the ball out and getting on that. So really that was the difference in the game. One key there was in the trenches, and we talk about each week about controlling the trenches, and I thought Hiawatha did a really good job of being physical and challenging us there, because I thought the first 2 weeks we did really well, and we kind of got punched in the mouth in there, and we had to respond. In that second half, I thought we did a little bit better. They give us a tough look on defense up front, and first time we saw a look like that, and we had to make those adjustments at halftime, and we did that and had a really good second half.
I want to get your thoughts here on just the defense as a whole through the first few weeks. You know, Holton, it's a 28-16 final in that first week, but they got those touchdowns late in the game. You hold Perry in week 2-7, and then you shut out the Redhawks last week. So 16-7-0, you've improved each week in terms of points per game allowed, but nonetheless, overall thoughts on how good this defense of yours has played here through the first few weeks.
Yeah, we talk about each week just improving, and our team motto this year is iron sharpens iron. And we talk about the things that we can do each week, to make sure that we are sharpening the sword and sharpening each other and keeping each other accountable on what we're doing and trusting each other when we're out on the field. And I think that's just the build off of that there each week on defense is we are starting to trust each other to do the jobs that we're told to do, and making sure that we're gap sound and the kids are focused in practice and making sure that they have those the game plan down and the auto checks that we have and the adjustments that we could have. We have a really good savvy group there on that side of the ball, and they really understand the scheme, and they're doing a great job of implementing it throughout the first three games here.
We'll talk about Royal Valley in the next segment, the matchup on Friday night. As we're going into week four, once we complete the matchups on Friday night, we'll be at the halfway point in the regular season. At this point, what's one thing you and your coaches, maybe a couple things you're trying to iron out, but some things you're looking to improve upon that you may haven't seen quite be up to snuff where you would like it here through the first few weeks?
Yeah, I know. We talk each week about our execution on X's and O's, and our offense looks pretty simple of running the ball up the middle and hitting off tackles, and but there's a lot of things that have to go through an offensive lineman's head from the break of the huddle to the snap. And we spring up to the ball and we hurry up on that, and they have to process a lot of things in a short amount of time. So just execution each week and up front and also in the backfield. And, there's a lot of things going through the quarterback's head. So obviously we have a lot of new guys on that side of the ball, and just executing at a higher level each and every play. And if we do that, we should see success. And success to us on offense is getting 4 yards at a time. So if we do that, we're going to control the ball, and we're going to maintain the clock. And those are just the things that we need to focus on each week. And executing at a higher level than we did last week is our goal starting district play here.
So about the football coach, Caleb Moeller, joining us. They're at Royal Valley on Friday night. We'll talk about it on the other side here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Sabetha football coach Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service. Appreciate all the sponsors making the Locker Room Chats possible each and every week. Coach, you turn the page from the Hiawatha win. You go on the road to begin district play Friday night at Royal Valley. Your initial thoughts on this Panthers team you're going to see here in 2025?
Yeah, Royal Valley, they've played in a lot of close games throughout the year, and their battle tested in that way. And up front, you can see that they're a physical football team, and Coach Boucher does a great job there of getting them to buy into the offensive scheme. And they have kids that fly around, they have athletes on the field, and they have the size to push you around too. So we're looking forward to the challenge. You know, it's great to have the schedule that we have, because we have faced three very physical football teams week one through week three. And, you know, everyone's record kind of starts over after this, being in district play. So our goal is to make sure we're assignment sound and doing what we need to do on all three phases of the game, on offense, defense, and special teams, and going 1-0 after this week.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the focus is Royal Valley, but same district as last year, you know, Nemaha Central, the rival, a part of this district, and then you got two Northeast Kansas League teams, Atchison County and then Oskaloosa, who square up this week. Both teams are off to 2-1 starts there. I guess your initial thoughts on just the challenges that the next 4 or 5 weeks are going to present to you.
Yeah, you know, we really focus on this week and focus on the game ahead of us. But obviously, you know, we've got to be aware of what's going on around us in district play as well. And our goal each week is to, you know, obviously get the victory and get 21 points, because points obviously matter now this year with districts and then playoff seeding. And we saw that last week against Hiawatha. And if you don't get your 13 points in those first three games, then you're kind of behind on the playoff seeding. So goal this week is 21 points when you get to districts. So that would be obviously nice to get that, and making sure that you do have the extra point seeding on your side when it comes to the end of districts.
Finally, Coach, give us keys, expectations to get a win on Friday night at Royal Valley.
Yeah, on offense, you know, we've got to establish the line of scrimmage again after last week. And you know, we've talked to the guys this week just about getting off the football a little bit harder and getting 6 inches lower and finishing through the whistle. And that's going to be our keys this week. And then, you know, obviously just gaining that momentum towards the end of the season and building off of each week and making sure that we are maintaining getting better each week and making sure that we play the best when playoffs appear. So just taking that next step this week is going to be key for this team.
There it is. Great stuff. Caleb Moeller, Sabetha football coach. Blue Jays look to go to 4-0 on Friday night. League and district contest, district play opening up. They'll be at Royal Valley. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks for what you do.